It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to talk about signs. Not like stop signs, yield signs.
My favorite one is the crosswalk sign.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Is that Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
It is?
It was.
That's. Don't stop now. Don't let me stop you. That's a line from the movie?
No.
Oh, you were just doing Forrest Gump. Okay.
We're not live, right?
Well, we don't get second chances on this one. And so I was listening to an interview with Russell Crowe. And he talked about this sign. And I took that as a sign that we need to do signs on the show.
Okay.
Because it just, his story moved me so much that I was like, when was the last time we talked about signs? But then my head went blank. And I know I've seen major signs in my life before.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of any. Well, I do remember laying in the grass one time. You ever just do this weird thing from a movie where you're like laying in the grass, like head to head with somebody? Like you're stretched out and your head is next to their head.
Yeah.
It was
cute.
Me and my lead singer, and I was like,
that's
what?
Oh, I thought it was like a date.
No.
I've only done it on a date, I think.
Right. Well, when you're in a band, everything's a date.
Okay. I brought a girl to the empty field in like our neighborhood and laid down in the grass, and the HOA guy came out and was like, what are you kids doing?
That's a sign.
I was like, I live here.
but he didn't want you to impregnate
down.
Her. Yeah. Okay, well, I looked up and I was like, I see something in the clouds. I was like, it looks like it's forming a face. And we had music playing. This is so weird. But he looks up and he goes, that looks like my grandma. And then the radio goes like, hi. And then it went back to its regular thing. And we were like,
what?
And he just started bawling.
Whoa.
Wow.
And he was like, that was my grandma's face. And that was my grandma's voice on the radio. And I was like, what? It was like the weirdest. We'd had several different things where we got interference in speakers.
I thought you were going to say we had several different drinks.
No, we were like literally just like in some other town and we had nothing to do till the show. So we just found a field because you don't like, it's so weird. And we just stood there and he saw his grandmother's face. And like
that's so beautiful.
He ended up taking comfort from it, but he cried so hard at that moment. All right. I hope this doesn't suck, but.
No, never.
But I don't have a personal story.
Well, what was Russell Crowe's?
Okay, this is what inspired me. Russell Crowe was like, is after Gladiator and all these different things. And like Italy, the country of Italy, he's a god there now.
Why?
Because of that movie. It's like, in Rome. And they're like, he was Maximus, the eighth king of Rome or whatever, who was killed or whatever. But like, so they treat him like royalty. And he's like, the Vatican called him and they were like, you can come in without crowds. like, we're going to let you in on a day where no one else is here and you can bring whoever you want. And he's like, his mom was in a wheelchair, but he's like, I want to bring my mom. But her husband had just died. Russell's father had just died.
Mm.
And he's like, please come with me. And the mom was like, I've been to the Vatican once with your father. And I don't want to go there because it'll just wreck me. Like, right. That's like, and he's like, mom, you have to come. Like, we get to go.
This is a super special.
100%. We get to see things no one ever sees. Like the Sistine Chapel or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you look up and apparently it looks amazing when you're there. I've never been, but it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are lights and they don't ever turn them on. They only turn them on for the Pope.
Oh, wow.
Like you can go in and they're like, you turn it on, the colors are more vibrant. They're like, let me turn the Pope lights on. And they turn them on and Russell's
the
like,
Pope lights?
Yes. Because they've got this guide. Like, it's just
them. Are those
them.
Written on the light bulbs?
I don't know. But anyway, so he gets to see the Sistine Chapel in a way that very few people who aren't a Pope get to see it. And then they take him to this secret balcony and they walk out on this balcony and you can hear like the guards for the Vatican. They have a band or whatever and they're rehearsing and they always play ecclesiastical songs or whatever. And at this point he's like, what am I hearing? He's like, oh, that's the band. They just play ecclesiastical, whatever. Mm. And the mom is instantly crying and he's like, wait a minute, that's not an ecclesiastical song. That's Oh Danny Boy. And they all stop and listen and you could just hear it kind of wafting up. Like, I guess I don't know why. They've never practiced any song but ecclesiastical songs. And Russell's like, you don't understand. That's the song we played at my father's funeral.
Whoa.
Wow.
He had convinced his mom to go despite her apprehensions on that day, at that time, and got access to a balcony that no one gets access to. And the band started rehearsing at that moment, playing a song that was played at their father's funeral, and it's not a song they ever play. What is that? If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Like, and I think other people listening have had good signs and bad signs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like an omen.
Yeah. Like, it's sign. Like.
Are omens only bad? Or is that just the generic?
No, there's good omens. Okay. I think there's good omens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it just omen sounds bad, but I think it's like. It's like you see, there's like what's. It's like if you see a rainbow, like if a dragonfly comes in your house, that's a good omen.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's, I think a dragonfly kind of sometimes means a loved one who's passed has come back or something.
Hmm.
It might be.
Yes, yeah. There's something with the dragon, yeah.
So here's what we want to try to do. I doubt anybody's story is going to be as good as Russell Crowe's. But if you've got a sign story that's somewhere between Russell Crowe and Forrest Gump liking a crosswalk sign, please tell us your sign stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There was one time I had my palm read for the first time ever this year.
Okay.
And I don't know how valid this person was. They were at the Renaissance Festival and they get booked every year.
Okay.
Everyone is like, she's the best, right? So she also says that you can record. So I sit down, we start chatting. I double check. I turn on the voice memo. I'm still holding my phone. We're still just talking about nothing. And then I hand my phone over. She starts to like read my palm or whatever. At the very end, she stops it or I stop it, whatever. And I look at the time.
Oof.
And it's 11:11. And that was a month after my sister died.
Oh.
And the first thing she said was, you have a new guardian angel.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Yeah.
And the time, like.
And it wasn't like she took the phone and immediately started. Like I said, I started the recording and we just kept talking about the weather, whatever was going on.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is 100% a sign.
Yeah.
And there's no way she could have known that.
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
Dude, the hair on my arms is like, wow. Okay, so one of us in the room has a personal story.
Yeah.
I have faith now that there are people listening who have signed stories that are better than the crosswalk thing. Why did you lead with that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, Aaron. All right, if you've got a signed story, we want to hear it now. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your signs.
We like signs. I can't do it. That was so bad.
Life is like a box of signs. Oh. Here's the thing. There was one other story. This radio guy that we know. We told the Russell Crowe story, and then mm-hmm. Aaron told an amazing story. There's this radio guy that we know who lost his sister. God, all this is hard for me. Lost his sister to cancer as well.
Mm-hmm.
He used to call her Pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then, like, right after the funeral, he gets behind a car, and the license plate is Pumpkin.
What are the odds?
It's like, impossible.
Yeah.
And spelled P-U-N-K-I-N.
Yeah.
Pumpkin. Like, a personalized plate. Like, it's just, it's not possible.
No.
It's 100% a sign. Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you see that if not for like her sending you the sign that like, hey man, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Carrie. Oh wait, I didn't do stuff. This is all my fault. Hold on.
Hold on, Carrie.
Carrie, it's not.
This is
it's
not a sign.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Hi. You have a sign. What was your sign?
So my grandmother passed away like in 2009, and all the family got to take back the things we'd given to her. And I had given her a snow globe of an angel.
Okay.
And it was a couple years later, around Christmas, and I had drove to Minnesota. And when I got home, it was an exhausting trip, and I had just laid down to bed, and the snow globe went off and played four notes of Silent Night. Dum-da-dum-dum.
Oh,
and
wow.
It has never gone off since. I checked it, and it was like she was telling me, I'm glad you made it home.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Do you still have the snow globe?
Oh my gosh, of course. It's still next to my bed. I keep asking her to play it again.
So
but now.
It doesn't have to. She's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so there. Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Wow. That is beautiful. Thank you for the call. Oh my God. I'm not going to be able to do this for very long.
It's intense for sure.
Mickey.
Yes.
Yes. What's your sign?
Yeah, I am a Cancer.
You what?
I'm a Cancer for my sign.
Oh
no. Oh, what was your sign story? That's so cute. What's your sign story?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh.
Can I tell my story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay. So my best friend came back from a bacon and cheese thing, and she was like, sat down, and she was like, I have something to tell you. And I said, you're pregnant. It's going to be a girl, and she's going to have red hair. And she was like, I'm pregnant. And she was a girl, and she had red hair. And then I was like, did you sell that house? It was $1 million house. And I said, I had a dream. It's a woman. And she's like, yes, we got an offer yesterday, and it is a woman.
You might be like a little bit of a psychic or something.
Not a little bit. She's full on psychic. You don't call the shot on a redhead. She called.
Yeah. That's...
The gender of the child is one thing because that's a 50-50 shot.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of people are redhead? You ought to know that.
2% of the population.
Okay. She's got a 98% shot of being wrong.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Kim.
Yay.
What's your sign story?
Okay, so my mom had been sick for a really long time, and then she passed away. And the night that she passed away, people just kept saying, like, she'll always be in your life. She'll always be looking after you. She'll always still be there, yada, yada. And I was, you know, that night that she passed away, I was laying in bed, and I was like, just show me a sign. Give me some sort of a sign that you really will still be there. And we had our house alarm. We had had it set up, but we never actually activated it. And it had been like 7 years old and we'd never, ever turned it on. And all of a sudden it's the middle of the night and our house alarm just starts roaring. And I was laying in bed with my dad and my brother, and I was pretty young. And the alarm just starts going like crazy. And my dad can't turn it off because we never activated it. He didn't have a code to turn it off. And so finally, then we got phone call through the house phone, right? That's when we all had house phones. And it was the security system and company, and they asked, you know, we were like, we can't turn this off. We never really activated it. So they asked for our security code, and we gave it to them, and they turned it off. And then in addition to that, at that time of my life, I was really getting like really crazy, bad bloody noses. And of course I get a crazy bloody nose. And then that was the last one I ever had for the rest of my life.
You never had another bloody nose?
No, I used to get them like daily, really aggressively. And I don't know if it was because she was sick and I was so stressed, but that was the last one I ever got, right as like they got the alarm turned off. And I would say that that was definitely a sign. And many things have happened since then.
And I think the flex of making the alarm go off with nobody knowing how to do anything with it.
She said, I'm safe, you guys are going to be safe. Figure this out.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Do you want to talk about it or do you not want to talk about it? It seems like you don't want to talk about it.
I guess. The whole time, I didn't know you guys were so worried about me.
So concerned.
I wasn't concerned.
Oh, I was.
I was. I just don't want him to know that. Can we drop it?
No.
See, I had no idea this was happening. I was... That you guys thought so little of me.
Well, when you announced it, first things first, you said on the air, my wife is leaving me. Those were the first words you said.
She did.
Right, she just to go up and spa in Blackhawk.
Yeah, she left me alone with the kids for a little bit over the long weekend. What? What? I can't. You interrupt me. I was going to explain more, but...
No, but you said my wife is leaving me, so we were genuinely concerned about that. And then at some points during the long weekend, I would have these... You know how... Have you ever got what we call them a digga? Like, it's like when someone in the future or is walking over your grave.
You know, is that like the chills down your spine?
That
you call
them like
a what?
Digga. It's like a digger. Because, like, I don't know, somebody's digging by your grave. I don't know why people call it that.
Huh.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it was supposed to be. Somebody walking on your grave?
There's different things. I don't know what people call it. And if there's some racial exponent to calling it I'm just saying that's what we called it growing up. I don't think that's what it... I think for us, it was always
the
like...
The dig on the digging at your grave. There, I do remember hearing something like that.
It's like you're like, woo. Somebody's like, or somebody's or currently like, where you're going to be buried or something.
Or like there's some, I always thought it was like a ghost that just walked by you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I hadn't heard that, but okay. Regardless, I had a bunch of them.
Irregardless,
sorry. I had a bunch of them and they were all THAC related. I was just like, oh God, I just had this sense of dread that like, he's really good at being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You're really good. You're really good with Leo. You're really good with Hazel. You're really good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all of them.
Yeah, that's at this particular time. Yeah. You're awesome at it. But that's also because your wife pretty much does all the stuff and just lets you
I'm a role player.
Right.
I'm an assistant coach.
Yes, at best. You're like a positions coach.
Sure,
you're like not... actually respond like you're so but this was her just like throwing caution to the wind so she could have someone rub her legs or whatever.
She believed in me. I think that she
or she just wanted to
she was so desperate for a break that
I guarantee you she had 47 people like on speed, like there were neighbors with binoculars and scopes like watching you. If you have camera feeds, she was watching or having people watch them. Like her mom was probably watching.
I drove by, not his house, but like, because I went to Garden of the Gods. And so I had to go that direction. And I was like, do I do a drive by?
And look for what? What are you looking for? A smoldering pile of ash where his house used to be?
If there's like squad cars outside.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't live close enough to Parker to have like cared enough to drive down there, but I was like genuinely, but then he sent some, you guys sent a bunch of stuff I didn't understand over the weekend, which was fine.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Aaron sent some like costume thing that I was like.
That wasn't me.
You sent that?
No, it was someone else, a different group text.
That was?
Yeah. Wow.
Who was that? Who was that to?
It was to us.
Oh.
Someone who's really good at Halloween costumes. She loves Halloween.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, that was?
Why would you assume that that was from me?
I don't know, because it was a trampy costume.
Oh my gosh.
I had just sent the thing. why did she think it was
for me? Oh my
God. I could wear that costume.
Because she was holding two pumpkins and said she saw a leaf on the ground. And it wasn't until like this morning I go, oh, the leaf is for her junk. Is that what it is?
I
think that's what it meant.
I think it just means you saw a leaf, so it's like,
sees one
there's
leaf
a leaf
on the ground
fall.
And just ready for pumpkins for fall. Because it was September 1st, so it all changes to fall.
It's no, autumn. I was like, oh, I thought she was designing a costume that's two pumpkins for a bra and the leaf for like a cod piece.
No. She was just saying that that could be a Halloween costume as well, but it's a funny meme. And then T-Hack sent an article about Gatorade and red wine.
I did hear about that. I'm going to say this.
I'll try it for sure.
As a card-carrying member of the alcoholic community, mm-hmm. no chance I'm trying that.
Really?
Really?
Gatorade is vile.
But you like
people
wine.
Who like Gatorade, I don't understand.
I love Gatorade.
Drink so good.
Water or drink juice. It's all those things, like people who put Mio in their water or whatever. I'm like, what are you doing? If you want flavor, get flavor.
Yeah,
or get
they,
nothing.
If they need help drinking water, it's fine.
Why do you need help drinking water?
Because sometimes
water is so delicious.
It is, but I don't want to get a Coke and then, like, I'd rather have flavored water than a soda. I'm trying to choose healthier, but I still want flavor.
I'm just saying it's not enough flavor to be flavor. And so,
well, the red wine.
Gatorade is the worst.
No, it's full of flavor.
No, it's not. By the way, lemon, everybody's like, the original Gatorade.
Yeah, lemon lime.
If that tastes like lemon or lime, I give up. It tastes nothing. It's like the Tang version of lemon and lime. It's horrifying.
Adding red wine to your non-flavored drink should just be red wine, right?
No, because you're going to ruin the red wine. What is the point of it? So you're hydrating at the same time, so you're getting electrolytes, so the hangover is going to be less? Yeah. I don't understand.
All the articles that I read about mixing the Gatorade with wine, it was like, it tastes like nothing I've ever had before. And that was intriguing.
Okay, so does dog poop mixed in with cornflakes. Oh, this is like nothing I've ever had.
There was another trend where you add Diet Coke to red wine.
That's the stupidest thing.
I did try it.
Oh, God.
It was terrible.
Of course it's terrible.
I had hope for some reason that it would be good.
All right.
What?
So we won't do Gator wine.
No, we still can.
I mean, you two can do it, and I'll watch your stupid faces melt. I will not. I'll just drink. I'm not letting you put Gatorade in one of my good wines.
It actually says cheap red wine.
Yeah, like $2 Chuck or something.
Yeah.
It won't be bad.
Okay, great. Anywho, did you just do Gator wine and Jesus juice all weekend?
So my wife went out of town just one night. I was perfectly...
That's long enough
perfectly
to do some
capable.
Damage.
They're my children as well, so yes. I was glad to hang out with them.
Uh-huh.
But my son, he got one over on me. Definitely.
Oh, no.
So he go. I'm like, I'm telling him, you know, mommy's gonna be gone, so we can do. What do you want to do while she's gone? We can do all the things that mommy doesn't really like to do. You know, like we could eat at the fast food restaurants that she doesn't like as much. We can we could go to Walmart and whatever.
I don't like the way this is going, but
well,
because it's one of those things where it's like now you're pitting him against your wife.
No, I'm trying to just say...
Like, mom is lame, and while she's gone, we can do the fun things.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's like getting terrible fast food. It's not...
No, I get what you're doing, but you're a terrible parent. Okay,
so keep going. He decides he wants to go to Walmart. And I'm going, okay, why do you want to go to Walmart? And he won't tell me. He's like, I just want to go.
Okay.
You know that I do Walmart laps every now and then. I like to check in because my wife's trying to turn me into a Target guy. I'm a Walmart guy at heart.
So
I got to keep one foot in the game to make sure. So I'm like, okay, I'd love to go to Walmart. So we finally get to Walmart. I'm like, all right, here we are. What do you want to do? And he says, I want to look at the toys. I'm like, okay, they have tons of toys. And so we look through the toys and I'm like, okay, what's next? And he's like, well, we buy the toy. I want this toy. That's why I wanted to come to Walmart. So you buy me a toy.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to say?
Because you're your dad and you buy me the toy.
Uh-huh.
So I bought him the toy.
Uh-huh. And had you not, he would have been like, I miss mommy. And then you have to buy him the toy.
I know. He extorted me.
Kids pulled that exact crap the first time my wife went away. And I'm like, it was like a $3,000 trip.
Oh, wow. Okay. I made it out for
$16.
Wasn't
quite that much, but everybody needed toys and burgers and heroin and Gatorade wine so we could all take a nap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm probably going to come off as an a-hole right now.
Right now?
There it is. I was waiting. I left you the opportunity to do the right now thing. Well, look at Aaron. Aaron chose his point. There's a video.
Well, you were right. You just did.
There's a video going around of a woman. She's on a plane. It's like a 3-hour flight between Germany and somewhere, Spain to Germany.
Okay.
She's got her window open, and the person in the seat, she's on the window seat. The person in the seat next to her is occasionally taking a picture out the window.
Occasionally. Okay.
Does that matter to you?
Well, yeah, because it does.
Why?
How constant are you bugging me, pretty much?
Okay. Is it bugging you if I put my hand, like, if I just go, whoop, and put, like, just my hand in front of your face, from like, is that bugging you?
No.
Okay. If I did it, like, 7 times?
Yeah, we're looking at the same thing. Like, okay, there's another cloud. That's it.
No, but maybe he's got family in that region between Spain and Germany, and he wants to get some shots.
In the ocean?
Is it an ocean?
I don't know.
I don't either. Oh, my God. You're listening to morons who landed radio jobs. I don't think so. You're a world traveler.
Yeah, but
I'm not.
I don't look out the window. I'm sleeping.
Okay. So if you were asleep, would you care?
No.
Okay. This is all I'm saying. She's mad because she's like, I have the window seat, therefore that's my window, therefore you don't get to look out the window. Mm. I've had people in my lap. Like when you're...
Like your kids?
No. Like the person in the seat next to you, as you start to come down, they're like, they kind of lean over you and they kind of go, ugh.
Can I say,
what do we do? Like, because that's not my window. I don't own the plane. I'm seeing is this. She's mad because she's like, this guy has reached across me a bunch of times to take photos. And I guess my point is that's not your window, because it irritates me when somebody controls the window.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's like.
It is. It's the Rose window. So we have
it
to.
It is.
We have
it's
to come
all
to
of
consensus.
Our window.
Yeah. And if you're by, which if you're by yourself, you're just on your own. Like, whenever we travel, we're with a family, so it's up or down, depending
yes,
on how we need
to be sleeping.
Yes,
there's three of you sitting in seats.
Exactly, so it's an easy. But if I'm by myself, it wouldn't be. I would never, especially if I'm sitting by the window, I just wouldn't touch it. However it is, I would.
I leave it.
I would, yeah.
You do?
If it's up or down, I don't touch it, unless somebody asks me to, and then I would change it.
So, whoa.
Because I feel like it's not mine.
So the person next to you could go, can you open that? And if you want to sleep, you'd say yes?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This is where it is. This is where it is, my window.
Because you want to sleep?
I get to control whether it's up or down. Like if you're on an overnight flight and you open your window, you are the biggest D on the face. You know this.
Kind of.
The flight attendants say it. Leave your windows down.
What? Only if they say it, I'll follow. But I'll also open it because I want to look. Maybe I'm not tired and I'm... But it's... You sleeping is not my responsibility.
I know, but if the whole
if you
plane...
want to sleep, bring an eye mask.
No, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, well, I genuinely don't understand. This might be the dumbest thing I've ever said, so bear with me. But if
there is a long line of dumb things you
know. We don't know if there's an ocean between Germany and Spain.
Yeah, you're safe here. So Go ahead.
I've never been on what you called an overnight flight.
Like international flights are overnight.
Okay. Why would you need to leave the windows closed overnight? Isn't it dark outside?
Because
what am I missing? There,
no, it's
not. I'm very
not.
Scared
so
about
here's,
this.
No,
I'm missing
it kind
something.
Of is. So like you leave Miami at 11 o'clock at night to go to Sao Paulo, right?
Yeah.
And then you're flying through time zones. So it's like and you're kind of coming back. So all of a sudden, like 6 hours into the flight, the sun's up. But okay. we're all kind of sleeping and it's a 9 hour flight. So it's like if the windows are down and the lights are off, then you could sleep for like 8 of those 9 hours. Like you could be out and mm-hmm. really get some sleep.
And they do turn off the cabin lights.
It's dark in there. Yeah. Like the reading lights are the only thing that's on and the fastened seatbelt lights. That's it. So it's you can get some good shut eye in there. And then there's some Aaron who's like, I just want to look. And it's like, it's like turning on a lightsaber in the like, it's so bright.
So you think it's still nighttime outside and you don't realize
you,
until you
don't
open
know.
It.
It's Vegas. Like you're in Vegas and you're in the hotel and all of a sudden you walk outside and you're like, how long have I been in there? That. So I say it's my window to decide if it's up or down. And if I've opened it, all bets are off.
No, I'm just a pushover, I guess, when it comes to the window. In fact, I'm trying to trade for the aisle seat anyway. So how bad do you want it?
I might have to pee out the window.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We are giving away a radio station.
Okay.
100,000 watts of power to do whatever you want.
Oh.
Basically, we want you to call in and say the things. You get the power of our pulpit to say the things that you want eradicated from planet Earth.
Yeah.
What gets your goat?
Ooh, I like it.
What
I like goaty.
Drives you nuts? For me, this has been happening a lot more lately. We recently traveled together, and the last couple, I've gone to malls, and I'm trying to think of where else it happens. Even grocery stores.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
God, where did it happen to me the other day? Because I was walking with my kids. Oh!
That happened. It happened to me, and I did something about it.
What? What happened?
I went to a Rockies game. Took my kids to a Rockies game, and we're downtown. It's like, we're walking. We're on like Blake Street. Like 50,000 people are trying to get into Coors Field. We're all walking. We're mm-hmm. walking together. We're all going to the same place. You decide, this is my opportunity to talk to my family or take a picture of the 20th and Blake sign or whatever. So you stop.
Yeah. It's where you're at.
Because there's no one else behind you. We're not all walking at the same pace as you. We all know what's in your head. And would you go on I-25 at Arapahoe, go in 75 and go, wait, let's take a selfie. Lock them up. Would you?
Wow, no, that's a good...
No, you would not.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
Then why are you stopping while you're walking? You're not allowed to stop while you walk. It's the same as being on a highway. Pull over.
Yeah.
Pull over. Move closer to the brick wall and like let people go and then go, okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the lack of awareness. It happens walking into a store, too.
Yes!
You walk in, and then just right in that doorway, everyone...
The doorway, the top of the escalator, that's the worst.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And that happened to me at the airport, and that's why I shoulder bumped them. And I pushed them out of the way. You don't stop there.
Okay. You're not allowed.
No.
And also, on the escalators, just like the people mover, stand to the right, if you're going to stand.
Let people who want
to
go.
Oh, no, but I need to hold my kid's hand. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Put him in front of you or behind you. You can't. Like, what if
I. Leave him!
No, not leave him.
I'm in a rush.
No, but you just like put him in front of. Like, there has to be a lane for people who have things to do. You like. As long as we're on the subject, I also feel the situational awareness. I think you're lovely, T-Hack. I think your wife is lovely.
Oh, God,
I think your son is lovely.
Okay.
And I think your daughter's lovely. But if there's a certain point when you're walking down a bike path in Cherry Creek and you're four abreast with each other, you're an a-hole. Like, if you're walking and talking, be in two groups of two. Be in single file. But like when you take up a whole area that no one else can get around you, you don't... My... my goat is gotten most these days by people with what you said. They're not situationally aware that they're not the only person on the planet. They genuinely believe that, like the B movie, they can stop and everyone will just immediately go
you around like jazz?
Them. Yeah, right. You like jazz? Yes. Like, and that's not reality. You're not alone on the planet. And like, we created a 3,000 human backup because this family wanted to go, oh, look at the sign. We should take a picture by the sign.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. Especially on the bike trail. I always try to get off to the side because I'm the anti-bike guy.
Correct.
And I'm like, be on
the
trail.
You're in their territory.
So that I'm on their territory. Exactly. Yes. I try to be as respectful as I can. We take cover. We dive
off. Yeah, be in the grassy knoll. Good.
They're coming.
I hope you do.
Well, I never know when it's going to be like a roaming bike gang and they're coming for me specifically.
If you're a roving bike gang, I'm going to tell you which trails to get on to maybe take T-Hac out. If there's something that gets your goat, we're giving you the radio station to get it off your chest. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I don't know if mine is. It makes sense. When you have a ketchup bottle or a mustard bottle or barbecue and you dump it out, and then if someone doesn't take the extras off the bottle and they just like close it shut, and then you have the leftover dried goop that now my fingers have to touch, and then it's going to smell like ketchup for the rest of the day, no matter how
much. It doesn't
smell
like ketchup, it smells like old ketchup.
Old ketchup, exactly. No matter how many times you wash your hands, it's still lingering.
Yeah, but how come you don't buy the bottles with the weird reverse nipple on them? Because then you don't have to worry about that.
It depends on like what's on.
Get better bottles. This is your fault.
Okay, my other one, people that one up. I hate those people where you just walk in and you're just like, I'm tired. I had a really rough night.
Oh, God, you have no idea how
you're
rough my
tired.
Day was.
I spent 14 hours rescuing puppies. You're tired?
Yeah. No.
Those people.
I'm literally everything you're describing in a human. Like everything
T-Hack,
that gets
what about you?
Like yeah, but I have reverse nipple, but I am a one-upper. I feel terrible that I am that person.
Okay.
Good.
Well, what gets my goat is
we don't have time then.
Okay, no. that's what gets
I'm
the goat.
Just
being interrupted.
No, what gets your goat?
It's when there are all these kids' toys, and we have it now. Like my daughter will be sleeping, and then my son will be playing with a toy, and it's making noise.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Leo, shut that off. Your sister's sleeping. So then he turns the thing off, and then it goes dun 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 as the turn off sound.
Oh.
And it's like, hey, toys, if we want you off, shut up. No more. Don't give me one last hurrah, like a big encore.
Yeah,
like,
you're
oh,
right.
We can do one more sound,
right.
One more big. It's like, who designed the toys like
it
that?
Probably the same people that designed the washer and dryers to sing an entire song when it's done.
Oh my God. The Samsung?
There's too much. There's too much.
It's so long.
I like it. I get my coat with the long tails on it. And all right, a 3. Two.
It's like, oh my God.
I get to be the maestro.
Rachmaninoff. It's so much. I turned it off on my dryer because I don't care.
Yeah.
On my washer, I need to know.
Yeah.
But you can't run in there fast enough.
No.
And it'll stop if you can get the door open. But even that. It still does one more sound. It's like, maybe he's playing the whole song, you open it, he goes, ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah,
it still does one
I hate that.
More
who,
thing.
Who designed it that way?
Especially a
kid's toy, if you want it off, it's because somebody's sleeping.
Right.
You're gonna, or the kid's bumping it or something. They're like,
right.
No, one more.
Off means
off. Yeah.
Not, here's one more. You're trying to
exactly.
Teach your kid. If dad says, shh, you shh.
I know.
Not like, dad, one more thing.
Yeah.
No. God, you've never been more on point than this moment. I like Aaron's stupid ones with the ketchup and the one-up. And all right, yeah. We'd love to hear what gets your goat. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to hear what gets your goat. The thing that really annoys you. I have one more real quick that I just remembered.
Okay.
When someone is eating something
Stop.
In noisy packaging and they don't have the wherewithal to just get the crap out of the packaging. Here's Aaron while you were taking calls. She's like, it's a Rice Krispie treat, and she won't just take it out of the package and just eat the Rice Krispie
sticky.
Treat.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because you're just sitting over there and it's like, for like 10 minutes. Just like,
it didn't take
constant.
Me that long.
You remember when Sun Chips switched their bags
yeah, yeah.
to that crap that like people like were writing hate mail, like, because you couldn't. Like, I'd go to my pantry at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and you'd wake up neighbors. Because it was like, that was Aaron eating a Rice Krispie treat just now.
You know what gets my goat?
What?
When I'm in there working, and you're in here eating desserts.
I'm not. She is. It's all Aaron. No one likes her.
I really like Rice Krispie treats,
texting
okay?
your hatred to Aaron at 5-1. You know they won't. They're just going to be like, Slacker, you're an idiot.
No, I'll still get him.
Okay, it's good. Fine. Brandon?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
What gets my goat is when people pee in a diamond shape in the bathroom because there's sticky pee everywhere in the public restrooms. And it's like, what are you trying to do? Trying to do crochet with your wee-wee or whatever?
I don't know how there's so much pee in front of our urinal. It is like they're peeing when they get in either. The door.
Yeah.
Well, you ever leave the restroom and your feet are still sticky and now you're self-conscious about like.
And why is the pee sticky?
Under
like
your shoes?
I don't think my pee is sticky.
On the ceiling? Why is the pee to your left? Why is it to the right? I don't know. But diamond shapes, icosahedrons, decahedrons, I don't know what they're doing.
Wow, we're getting into complex shapes here. Yeah. It's a decahedron.
I just thought you got bonus points the further back you were. I didn't know. Like, you were talking about geometry and stuff.
I'm at the 3-point line right now. Yeah. That's a good one, Brandon. That drives me nuts, too. Jessica?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm like a huge a-hole, but if somebody's trying to talk to me while I'm on the phone, it makes me see red. I can't listen to two people at the same time. I can't talk to two people at the same time. I'm going to tell one of you to shut the heck up.
So you're saying you've got the phone next to your ear and somebody comes up and goes, real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's.
Does that not grind your gears?
Oh, completely. Yeah,
but I like how you said you need one of them to shut up. Like, the person on the phone has no idea this is happening. They're like, hey, shut up.
Somebody stop. Mama can only do one thing at a time. That's a pretty good one.
That is good. Ugh.
Lita?
Hi,
Yai.
What gets your goat?
Honestly, people who wear their outside clothes in the bed.
What do you mean?
Like, if you go out. Yeah, like if you go out to the store or something and you're like wearing sweatpants or whatever and you come home and you go and lay in your bed, you're disgusting.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You have.
Do you understand what she means though?
I do understand, okay. But like.
I try so not you, to, like, but there's sometimes that I
do. Have this hermetically sealed like air container, like you're entering into a space station.
You
like,
want to keep your bed clean.
It's not that dirty. All I did was like go to King Serpent. What?
I don't know. There's people that like wear sweatpants. They go outside and then they come home and they just like lounge around and then like go to sleep. It's gross.
It is. Yeah, she's right.
No, she's not.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are psychos. No, like I understand if I was like out gardening or doing something, but if all I did was like walk to my mailbox and back, those are now outside clothes.
Yeah, they touch the outside. They're
well, I mean, yes.
What?
Like, yeah, they were exposed to the outside, dude. You can't get in bed with them. You're going to get under
your
covers.
So are you saying you never open the window to your outside?
There's a screen.
Oh, my God.
Take care of it.
Lita.
No, I mean, like, I've had people, like, so let's say I go to the grocery store with my boyfriend or whatever, and we get home, and he's like, okay, I just want to lay down for a minute or two. And he's wearing his jeans in my bed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't believe that you have a boyfriend with this attitude.
Whoa, that was too far.
What?
I mean, I'm just kidding. I find it psychotic.
The same, Slacker.
I find this psychotic. Did she just insult me and while I was talking?
Yeah, she did.
Lita, you do. Good you have one. A boyfriend. I will stop. I will stop wearing my outside clothes in.
Yeah, jeans in bed, just period. Is like,
oh, my God. I slept in my jeans.
What? Ew.
Oh.
When you're just super tired?
No. Never.
I'd rather just sleep naked. And I hate sleeping naked.
You're just too tired. You're like, ugh. You just can't. You're like, I want to be in my bed.
No.
You
jeans
always
in
have.
Bed is unhinged.
Okay. All right. You people. Brian?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
Two things. One, anyone blocking off when they have their headphones on so they're even more unaware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
Two, anyone that's been standing there 5 to 10 minutes for waiting for the bus and then counts out their change and pass, holding up everyone trying to get on.
Oh, yeah. It's there's so many different things like that. Like I've talked about a million times, like the drop off line for school. Like you had all the time on the way to school to get ready while you're waiting for the bus. You had all the time to get your crap ready. Like, and then it's like, wait, what? What's next? It's the same like a stoplight. You've been sitting there for 10 minutes and then all of a sudden the light turned green and you're like, oh,
what do I do?
Yeah. If you're first, you have a responsibility.
100%.
Or at like merch booths, concessions.
Yes. You gotta be ready.
Yeah.
It's your job. If you're the first person at a stoplight, this is F1, bro.
Yeah, you gotta be ready. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Light turns green, get off the line.
Yeah, I get the most mad when I'm ordering like at McDonald's or something behind someone. They finally get up. It's the same thing. What should I? It's like, you gotta know. Step aside. I got a tattooed on me. I know what I get.
Matt?
Yay.
What gets your goat besides delays like that?
It's along those lines, right? It's when you're running late and you're like, screw it, I'm going to pay for the toll lane. That way I can gas it up a little bit and get there on time, and you get behind the bozo who decides to go the same speed as all the other lanes. And you're like, great.
HOV is for lawbreakers.
Right, exactly. And it's like, great, now not only am I going to be late, but now I'm paying to be late.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That is the worst.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. So, this is weird.
You looking for one?
No, well, here's the thing. I'm out there on the dating scene. And Aaron's out there on the dating scene. You have thousands and thousands of people who like you, who've tried to match with you.
Yeah.
No one tries to match with me. Which,
that's not true.
No, very few. It's just different.
You're on Hinge? You're on Tinder. You're on Hinge?
Yeah.
You can see, maybe?
No.
Yeah, Aaron, does yours even keep track anymore? Is it like a scale or it's like just ERR?
Her phone actually just gets heavy and I can tell because there's times where she's like doing a deadlift to pick her phone up. She's like squatting and going,
inbox is full.
I guess you can't.
I'm just saying, the point is this. I have been propositioned since my divorce. I have been propositioned a couple of different times to do an FWB thing.
Oh, wow.
Friends with Ben. Okay.
Correct.
Benefits. No.
And I don't think I know how to do it.
What's wrong with Josh?
Chad?
Could you do a T? Like, you're married, but just pretend you're not. Okay. You strike me as a person who, if somebody even looks at you for an extended period of time, you're like, here's a ring. Like, you're super attached.
I get attached, yeah. I flounder pretty easily if I'm by myself, as you could probably imagine.
And love.
I do, yeah.
That's not a negative trait.
It's a better way to put it, yeah. One time in high school, I was dating a girl, and we broke up. She dumped me, and then, like, however, a few weeks, months went by, and then we were at a party, and then we kind of kissed again, and she's like, you know, we could still, like, just kind of hook up, like kind of propose.
So she proposed it, yes.
Friends with benefits, yeah.
Yes.
And as a high schooler who's just...
Let's go!
It's like, wow.
Where do I sign?
That's great. And then it was like, I told her that night, I'm like, I can't do it because I want to get back together with you. I miss you, and we'll never... If we do this, we'll never get back together. And she was like, you're right. Yeah, bye. Like,
you didn't even go one time.
It was a huge turn off for her.
You didn't do one time.
No, because I was like, oh no, I'm being more respectful and just saying like I want you more than just that, and that didn't
work. She just wanted you should have just done the other thing. This is coming from me, which I can't do it either. But done the other thing until you convinced her that you were worth keeping.
wasn't gonna happen.
Do you know what I mean? No. Don't you think?
Yeah, but games like that are so terrible.
It's not a game.
It is a game.
If only one of you is playing.
I tried to skip the game and she didn't want to. But you feel the same. I don't think I could do it. I would just be too in love with you if we're
getting
physical.
I don't think I could. pretty much everyone, how many one night stands has everybody had in this room? Not very many.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. No. It's like, why'd you get out an abacus?
Is it a leap year?
I honestly have, I think like, I've had one night stands.
I think I've had three.
Yeah, okay. I know I've had one, two.
Really? See, that surprises me, especially because you were living the rock star life. That, yeah. That would be a lot of...
But yeah, I just don't know. I'm bad at it. I don't know how to do it. Because so I just...
Did you turn... There's a recent proposal for an FWB?
I have had recent proposals for FWBs.
And have you accepted them?
No,
or turned them down?
I have not.
Have you given an answer at all, or you denied it?
Well, it was just like... it was very much like TX thing. It was like somebody... Like, we were seeing each other, and then just kind of... And then it was like, well, maybe we should just... I still want to do this thing because that's real fun. And I'm like, ugh. When we do that thing, I get like, guys just get foggy. We just get like, yeah. But maybe it's not guys. Maybe that's my feminine side.
No, like, I remember hearing like, it's typically males that they're like foggy before and then after they're thinking clearly. And then for females, it's the opposite.
So that's where like, I think I am. I'm foggy all the time.
Oh, well, that's a different problem.
That's cataracts.
No, I'm just saying, like, I do know what it's like to be a guy when you're just like, oh, God. And you're just like, oh, I just need to have relations so bad or whatever. And then the moment, it's like... the skies part, like, and you're just everything's clear, and you just, if that's not the right person, you cannot get away fast enough.
Yeah, I gotta
really?
Get out of here. Yeah, it's just like, what? Whoa, I gotta get, what did I do? Because you're just so, God, I need us.
It's like a panic mode that
yes!
you go into. Yeah.
What?
It's so primal to like need that release, for lack of a better word. And then, and your brain's just like...
I didn't realize it was like that.
Oh, God,
clear.
It is.
Like
the
that
second
fast.
It's happening,
wow.
It's like the blood all of a sudden goes back to the brain. It's like, hey, bro, what are you doing here? You don't want to be here at all. This is not where you want to be. And then your body's just like, flee, flee. But then if you're a nice person, like, then you just kind of stay and do the like, ugh. And that's where the coyote thing comes from, where you like... They fall asleep. You know the coyote, where it's like...
No.
Like, if you know what coyote arm is?
No.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Well, I shouldn't no, be talking about this on
what
the air.
What is it?
So, like, if a coyote gets caught in a trap, they know they can't get, like, the thing clamps on their leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're smart enough to go, that's what's keeping me from running away. So they will chew their leg off so they can get away. So that if if you have that moment of clarity post-coitus, but you're a nice guy, you lay down, and if you screw up and leave your arm underneath her, you have to like chew your arm off.
That's just 127 hours.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Out of all of us, I think I'm the most professional at this.
I'm going to leave it alone because I've been calling you a tramp for far too long.
Thank you.
And I appreciate
it. Accept that apology.
That's not what that was. I want you to understand the distinction between maybe... Yeah,
it just sounded like he's bored. He's just like tired.
Yeah, it's just too easy. You're like you're like a kitten with yarn. No, I think...
Don't hate
I think
the player,
after some,
hate the game.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Really?
I think after some introspection, like, did you become single while I was already in the divorce process?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the order of events, but in my head, the moment I came on the air and said, because it was like a 2-year divorce process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And I had my breakup like a year in to your.
Into my thing.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm going to come on air eventually when I'm allowed to be honest with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to go, hey, everyone, I've been lying. And we did do that break.
Yeah.
I've been lying and I'm actually divorced. And then I'm going to have to wade through piles of vagina on my way to my car. Yeah. It's like, step aside. Just, okay. And then I'm going to set up like the thing at the DMV where you take a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, now serving 197, yeah. right? And yeah. it's like, come on over, get in the car.
We were ready. You had water wings and everything.
I did.
Like,
get
him out. Get him out to the car.
But it literally didn't happen. And then
not quite that way.
It didn't happen at all. Like I'm like, I'm divorced. People are like, oh.
People are like, we knew it. We saw.
It's the same as like when you tell people you've lost weight and they're going, there you go.
There you go.
All right. And you're like, no, I'm looking for like, you look good.
Yeah,
like,
something.
Oh, good for you. Something. Yeah. Don't just like, Yeah.
I thought like, oh, oh wow, you're single?
Yeah.
Hold on. Here comes body parts flung at, and like, not at all. And then I was like, well, maybe it's just different out there. And then Aaron's like, I just got on Hinge and I have 14 billion matches. Yeah. And my phone is just defaulted into a pee-pee pic. It's just like, you're,
luckily,
like,
I have not received any of those this whole time.
You really haven't?
Really?
No. Yeah.
In the dating life, you haven't?
Yeah.
Fellas, all
no.
right.
Oh, oh, we're sorry, like, sorry. I thought you were going to
No, don't
sorry.
Do it. I'm saying we're
no,
okay.
It's good.
We're in
yeah.
a corner.
Yeah.
We're, yeah, that's good.
I am proud of mankind right now.
I yeah. am
how
too.
Many? Can, just total side note, and I know that you'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent one ever in your life?
My wife.
You have?
Yeah, I've sent one to my
just
wife.
Just to
yeah.
her?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I've sent.
Yeah, it's not like a group chat or anything.
It's not what I meant.
Yeah. Mother-in-law, the whole thing is like, oh, that was supposed to be a Leo pick. Oh. I've never sent one.
Really?
I've never even taken one.
That's good.
Why would you?
It's I don't like it. I'm definitely not a pro at it at all. It's you got to work an angle that I don't quite have, and
because you don't want anything yeah. in the picture that could provide scale.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, where are those old magician coins I have that are like
that really big? He's yeah. like, look at this quarter. Wait, that would be the opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
There's a few of those mess up ones.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just afraid of it getting out.
Yeah.
Like nothing
for sure.
you can do. Is like is going to prevent you from, like it's eventually going to be you, like if you think you can delete it, it's still somewhere.
Yeah.
There's still some Apple genius employee who's like, the one time you got like a screen protector put on, they're like, hey, I got it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Okay.
I would. Good. So it's good that we're learning that there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Well, unfortunately,
I'm surprised by that.
I do want to say that when you text into 51059. We can't get images, which is a real drag because we're seeing a whole plethora of like weird little things on our text
like
line right
the
now. It's like
parenthesis untitled parenthesis.
Yes. So please stop sending your D pics to Aaron right now. Just describe your D to Aaron at 510.
No, keep the streak alive. Don't ruin this. I like it. Like we're doing better as a species.
Oh my God, we're never going to be able to talk about this.
No.
Okay, so what is it about?
Oh,
what are you a pro at again?
I'm a pro at going to concerts. I have figured out
yes.
the time to get there, the parking situation for almost every venue.
Oh my God,
like
you're 100 years old.
No, I'm not. Because I'm not.
No, you are. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you leave early.
Sometimes.
You leave early to almost every show. Like it makes me super mad. You were at Taylor Swift and you left early.
Yep.
And like there was, by the way, you knew the set list.
I did. That's one of my favorite things. I look at the set list for like a week before the show and I just listen to it in order.
Great. But there were killer songs.
Yeah. I miss Mastermind.
Don't care.
Okay.
No,
that,
but big
that's
ones.
A good one.
No, big ones. I don't
Mastermind
know. Mastermind
is a big one.
No, I don't remember that song. Like
It's the chess looking one. Anyways,
I stopped caring after Reputation.
Oh, there was a lot after Reputation.
So. I know I didn't like Folklore or Ever Block, whatever.
Well, one of them was before. So.
I don't like those.
Okay.
Yeah, it just felt like I need to wear like a cardigan or like a sweater while I listen to
this. It was just little too artsy for me.
Yeah.
Like 1989, holy crap, it's a hit from front to back. Reputation's kind of the same. It's just so angry at Kanye that you love that album. Lover's got a couple and she never got to go out on the... Didn't that have Calm Down on it and stuff?
That was at the very beginning.
Of what?
Of her show. She opened with it.
Okay, I'm just saying that's when I stopped caring because then the new stuff is just like...
No, it's good.
It's
Anyways,
me.
Okay.
I'm the problem with me. Hi. I know. We even play that song and I feel bad that people are now stopping to text their DPs and now going, Slacker, you're an idiot. Taylor, whatever.
Now I don't know what to text.
But I mean, I think it makes you very old lady to leave a show early before
sure.
bands build to a crescendo And you
gotta get my walker up.
Bands build to a fake encore. And that, that drives me nuts.
It's not always fake.
No, it's always fake.
No, it's not. Not if they haven't played your favorite song.
It's
like One Republic holds back, like, what'd they hold back? Did they hold back Good Life? No, they held back something that they're like.
What's the one from the Hot movie?
Oh, I Ain't Worried?
Yeah.
I know. They played that in the middle, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, you're like, oh, come on. You got to like, all my secrets. No, it wasn't secrets. It was something big. And you're just like, come on. You know you're going to come back out and do it. So it's not fake.
It is fake.
It's not fake because you know you want to hear it.
Exactly. They left the stage. Lights went off. And they're like, we haven't played the one yet.
I know,
and they're gonna come back on. It's fake.
But if you were,
I hate it.
They're all backstage. They got their ear to the curtain. Like, are they cheering loud enough? I don't know. Like, should we go back out?
I hate the fake encore.
It's not fake because, like, when you're on stage, you just like everyone needs a little break, and you want to know how much they love you.
Yeah,
that's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
Should we do a similar thing?
Like, yes.
You know, we're all done. Show's over for today, unless you text in.
Text in your DPs.
No.
5105. Okay, so whatever it is about your concert going.
Yes.
We don't have time to get to it right now. We'll find out whatever Aaron wants to tell us if we can stop
interrupting. I'm never going to get through all these texts. Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can I talk about...
I guess. I interrupt too much, I think, is the problem. Because
no,
we're getting...
Tangents are good. Sorry, I was at the dentist this morning and I'm still a little numb.
Still?
Yeah. Well, because I told him, because being a ginger, it's so true that anesthesia wears off faster. You need more. And so I told him, like, yes, it wears off.
That's a real thing. I think you've said that before. And like, I forget it every time you tell me that. Mm-hmm. So do painkillers do the same thing?
That I don't know.
So like when you got your wisdom teeth out, you woke up in the middle.
Well, I was awake from, I was awake for mine.
But you've woken up in a surgery or something.
Yeah.
That's
So just based on your hair color?
Red hair is actually a gene mutation. So it's in the same.
Oh. So do they know that, or do you remind them?
Most doctors know it, but I will still remind them.
I would remind them.
Yeah.
So they just had to get nuts on you. So I wonder if that's what's wrong with me. Because I definitely am like a calico cat.
Yeah.
And they can't get me numb enough.
Maybe.
Like for bottom teeth, they have to shoot one into my neck.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then the last time he didn't have the kind that goes into your neck. So then they were like, well, he's like, I'll have to order it and you'll have to come back later. And I'm like, can we just get through it? So they gave me squeeze balls, and one of the hygienists just came and basically held my arm down so I didn't beat him in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Because it's just like, they were doing like a crown or something, and they were like super close to the nerve, and I'm just like, son of a, like, you know that, like, it goes like, wing. It's
it's just,
feels weird
zing.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, sorry, tangents. Back to you. We were trying to find out why.
Yeah, so I was at a concert, and the audience, it was at Fiddler, so it was a pretty big audience, and like pretty vastly different in demographic.
Okay.
And there happened to be a group of teenage girls, and I'm assuming they were teenage because not one of them had a single alcoholic drink.
Okay. Could have just been a support group.
No, they looked young, and they had a digital camera, which is super trendy now.
What?
It's back. I kind of like it.
I like that too.
Yeah. I want to get one.
You guys try so hard to be different for stupid things. Then why don't you get a rotary phone in your house, a-hole? That's
no one uses a house phone. Otherwise, I would.
No one uses a camera because
what's
in your iPhone is way better than a cyber shot.
But it
shot.
Takes up a lot of storage.
Yeah. It's like a flashback. I remember like having I remember my parents got me a digital camera when our marching band went to Disney World on our marching band trip. They're like, this will be great. You can take a bunch of pictures. And I was not used to cameras at all. And I just took pictures of all the animals that when we went on the safari thing at Disney World. So I was just like,
that
here's like
it?
A kangaroo. Here's this. And they're like, no, we
went like pictures
you
of your friends.
Yeah.
You and your friends, you know? I was like, yeah.
But it was before selfies. You never held your
right.
Kid.
No,
you never
I'm like,
held
I,
that out.
This is what, this was the interesting thing that happened was like, I saw a zebra. Here's the picture. And they're still mad.
I have a drawer.
I'm mad too. Now that I'm older, like, what was I thinking? Who cares?
Yeah, those are stupid pictures. You can delete them. I have a drawer full of old cameras if you want them.
Oh my gosh, actually?
Yeah.
I would love that.
No, no, I don't want to.
Can I come over?
No.
Is this an invite?
No, you can't. No.
I will be over
it
later
is
tonight.
It's not an invitation, weirdo, who goes to concerts and leaves early. So, okay, what's your point about your teenage girls?
Well, so they were taking so many pictures and having a blast, and I was so happy for them. But this older couple in front of me was just making fun of them. And the dad actually got up because they were kind of in the aisle. And the dad actually got up. They were taking a picture with the stage behind them. And he like took a picture of them taking a picture. And one of my biggest regrets is not standing in front of him to block his photo. Like, he was just
Why?
A grade A1 D-bag.
Like, I'm not happy about the digital cameras, but if you want to go there, I'm not going to.
They were
like,
having fun. They were not disrupting anyone.
Yeah, no, then let's find that dude.
I want to. They were so annoying and just angry.
How old are we talking about? Okay. You're afraid to say.
Mid-50s.
Did he take his picture with an iPad?
It was a sketch artist.
No, but he did. The wife had her phone sideways, which is another boomer thing.
I do that all the time.
That flipped, quite literally, no pun intended. But that for a while, it was like, you got to turn it sideways to get landscape. And then it changed, I think, with TikTok. And then it's like, no.
I think that's stupid. Because there's certain things. First off, if I'm shooting a movie, look, turn around behind you. Turn around behind you. What's behind you?
I'm not
a TV?
I'm not turning around.
It's a 16:9 ratio. It's longer width than it is height. So when I'm shooting video, I turn my phone.
What movie are you filming?
What festival is he getting into?
You guys, you just do. And then sometimes, like if I'm taking a picture of my TV, like it's like, hey, I'm currently watching The Sound of Music. I have a friend who's way into Sound of Music. And I'm like, I'm watching Sound of Music. They would probably want to know that. So I take a picture this way and the whole TV's not in it. So I'm like, ugh.
No one wants to know that you're watching The Sound of Music.
They do.
But the other thing, so after the concert, I let the older couple just like, I try not to let them get under my skin. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gas station right next door afterwards, obviously.
Yes.
And it happened to be a Quick Trip. So it was my first time in a Quick Trip. I walk in, I turn to the right, and there's like 12 slushy machines. And I was like, Tiek is right. I'm in heaven.
Yeah. The story has a happy ending.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story where if you feel like somebody stole something from you, it's a good idea to go get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you think the police stole it from you, then you should probably just let it go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
This ends bad.
Okay. I have a story that'll teach us all that I guess bald eagles, we've got more in common with them than we might have thought.
What? Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Missouri.
I can't wait to hear how much we have in common with bald eagles.
Yeah, so the Department of Conservation down there in Missouri, they got a call.
Did
that
you say Missouri?
Missouri.
Are you, you're adopting the accent, ain't you?
Yeah.
He did the first time, too.
Yeah,
he
Missouri.
Did?
Yeah. I thought he said Missouri.
No.
I'll be darned. All right.
Yeah, so,
Missouri.
Yeah, the Department of Conservation, they got a call that there was an injured bald eagle. So that's obviously that's a big deal. We want to help the eagle. So they went over and it's a protected bird, as we all know. But they found out that the bird wasn't actually hurt.
Okay.
He was just full.
What?
He was, quote unquote, too fat to fly.
Oh, my God.
This bald eagle.
True American.
What? It is our national bird, Aaron.
They were
I'm telling you right now, Coors Lights. And he took part in a competitive eating competition.
Well, they did did some x-rays. They found that he had eaten too much roadkill. The eagle's stomach had what appeared to be a large raccoon in it.
Shut up.
He was just full, and he's just like, I'm just taking a nap here, fellas. I can fly.
He was just...
I just don't want to show you right now. All right, well, give me a couple minutes.
A lot of sloshing.
Yeah.
They were suspicious because the eagle had his pants were unbuttoned.
One wing down in there.
Why is that a thing?
It's just like, so comfortable when
is
you're
it really?
Full. Just have, it's not
I've
on your junk.
It.
It's just kind of...
No, it's on like the V.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's a V on some people. For me, it's more of a Q or a...
What
are the letters? I know what it looks like on the boys. Yes, it's not a V on either T after myself.
like, hey, bring me into this.
So it's a fat bird is what you're saying.
It was, yep.
Okay. I don't remember what story I'm doing. Oh, no. My story's out of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvanian accent, anyone?
I don't know what they are.
All right. Hello! It is our default position. Hello! A dude who felt like his drugs had been stolen decided to break into an SUV and steal it and drive to the police station to get his drugs back. Apparently, he had been arrested, and they had confiscated his drugs.
Sure.
And he decided, well, that's not fair, so I'm now going to commit a second crime.
I'm going to steal this car to retrieve my stolen drugs.
Correct. Turns out the police don't think that's as funny as we do.
Oh, okay.
When he got to the police station, the cops were waiting there, and you know what they said? Hello!
It's so aggressive.
He's in jail.
Okay.
That's all. I don't really have anything else to say. I just want to think about a fat eagle
Eagles,
for a minute.
Just like us.
The eagle has not landed.
He's only landed.
Well, he hasn't taken off.
We should have ended this like a few minutes ago.
We're still on?
Those were all the stupid people and fat birds we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Out of all of us, I think I'm the most professional at this.
I'm going to leave it alone because I've been calling you a tramp for far too long.
Thank you. I accept that apology.
That's not what that was. I want you to understand the distinction between maybe. Yeah,
it just sounded like he's bored. He's just like tired.
Yeah, it's just too easy. You're like you're like a kitten with yarn. No, I think
don't hate
I think
the player,
after some,
hate the game.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Really?
I think after some introspection, like, did you become single while I was already in the divorce process?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the order of events, but in my head, the moment I came on the air and said, because it was like a 2-year divorce process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And I had my breakup like a year in to your.
Into my thing.
Yeah.
So I, in my head, I'm going to come on air eventually when I'm allowed to be honest with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to go, hey, everyone, I've been lying. And we did do that break.
Yeah.
I've been lying and I'm actually divorced. And then I'm going to have to wade through piles of vagina on my way to my car. Yeah. It's like, step aside. Just, okay. And then I'm going to set up like the thing at the DMV where you take a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, now serving. 197, right? And it's like, come on over, get in the car.
We were ready. You had water wings and everything.
I did,
like,
I had everything.
Get him out, to the car.
But it literally didn't happen. And then
not quite that way.
It didn't happen at all. Like I'm like, I'm divorced. And people are like, oh.
People are like, we knew it. We talked.
It's the same as like when you tell people you've lost weight and they're going, there you go.
There you go.
All right. And you're like, no, I'm looking for like, you look good.
Yeah,
like,
something.
Oh, good for you. Something. Yeah. Don't just like, uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought like, oh, wow, you're single?
Yeah.
Hold on. Here comes body parts flung at, and like, not at all. And then I was like, well, maybe it's just different out there. And then Aaron's like, I just got on Hinge and I have 14 billion matches. And my phone is just defaulted into a pee-pee pic. It's just like you're...
Luckily,
like,
I have not received any of those this whole time.
You really haven't?
Really?
No. Yeah.
In the dating life, you haven't?
Yeah.
Fellas, all
no.
right.
Oh, sorry, like, sorry. I thought you were going to
No, don't
sorry.
Do it. I'm saying we're okay.
No, it's good.
We're turning the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I am proud of mankind right now.
I am too.
Just total side note, and I know that you'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent one ever in your life?
My wife.
You have?
Yeah, I've sent one to my
just
wife.
Just to her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've sent.
Yeah, it's not like a group chat or anything.
It's not what I meant.
Mother-in-law, the whole thing is like, ooh, that was supposed to be a Leo pick. I've never sent one.
Really?
I've never even taken one.
That's good.
Why would you?
I don't like it. I'm definitely not a pro at it at all. It's you got to work an angle that I don't quite have, and
because you don't want anything in the picture that could provide scale.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, where are those old magician coins I have that are like
they're really big? It's like, look at this quarter. Wait, that would be the opposite of what you want.
There's a few of those mess up ones.
I'm just afraid of it getting out.
Yeah.
Like nothing you can do. Is going to prevent you from, like, it's eventually going to be, you, like, if you think you can delete it, it's still somewhere.
Yeah.
There's still some Apple genius employee who's like, the one time you got, like, a screen protector put on, they're like, hey, I got it.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
I would, so it's good that we're learning that there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Well, I'm surprised by that.
I do want to say that when you text into 51059, we can't get images, which is a real drag because we're seeing a whole plethora of like weird little things on our text line right now. It's like
parenthesis untitled parenthesis.
Yes. So please stop sending your D pics to Aaron right now. Just describe your D to Aaron at 510.
No, keep the streak alive. Don't ruin this. I like it. Like we're doing better as a species.
Oh my God. We are never going to be able to talk about this. No. Okay. So what is it about? What are you a pro at again?
I'm a pro at going to concerts. I have figured out the time to get there, the parking situation for almost every venue.
Oh my God,
like,
you're 100 years old.
No, I'm not. Because I'm not.
No, you are. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you leave early.
Sometimes.
You leave early to almost every show. Like it makes me super mad. You were at Taylor Swift and you left early.
Yep.
And like there was, by the way, you knew the set list.
I did. That's one of my favorite things. I look at the set list for like a week before the show and I just listen to it in order.
Great. But there were killer songs.
Yeah, I miss Mastermind.
Don't care.
Okay.
No, but big ones.
A good one.
No, big ones. I don't
Mastermind
know. Mastermind
is a big one.
No, I don't remember that song. Like
it's the chess looking one. Anyways,
I stopped caring after Reputation.
Oh. There was a lot after Reputation.
I know I didn't like Folklore or Ever Block, whatever.
Well, one of them was before. So.
I don't like those.
Okay.
Yeah, it just felt like I need to wear like a cardigan or like a sweater while I listen to this.
It was just a little too artsy for me.
Yeah.
Like 1989, holy crap, it's a hit from front to back. Reputation's kind of the same. It's just so angry at Kanye that you love that album. Lover's got a couple and she never got to go out on the... Didn't that have Calm Down on it and stuff?
That was at the very beginning.
Of what?
Of her show. She opened with it.
Okay, I'm just saying that's when I stopped caring because then the new stuff is just like... Mm,
no, it's good.
It's
anyways,
me.
Okay.
I'm the problem with me. Hi. I know. We even play that song and I feel bad that people are now stopping to text their DPs and now going, Slugger, you're an idiot. Taylor, whatever.
Now I don't know what to text.
But I mean, I think it makes you very old lady to leave a show early before.
Sure.
Bands build to a crescendo and you
gotta get my walker up.
Bands build to a fake encore. And that, that drives me nuts.
It's not always fake.
No, it's always fake.
No, it's not. Not if they haven't played your favorite song.
It's
like One Republic holds back, like, what'd they hold back? Did they hold back Good Life? No, they held back something that they're like.
What's the one from the Hot movie?
Oh, I Ain't Worried?
Yeah.
I know, they played that in the middle, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, you're like, oh, come on, you gotta like, All My Secrets. No, it wasn't Secrets. It was something big, and you're just like, come on. You know you're going to come back out and do it, so it's not fake.
It is fake.
It's not fake because you know you want to hear it.
Exactly. They left the stage, lights went off, and they're like, we haven't played the one yet.
I know,
and they're going to come back on. It's fake.
But if you were,
I hate it.
They're all backstage. They got their ear to the curtain. Like, are they cheering loud enough? I don't know. Like, should we go back out?
I hate the fake encore.
It's not fake because, like, when you're on stage, you just, like, everyone needs a little break, and you want to know how much they love you.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
Should we do a similar thing?
Like, yes.
You know, we're all done. Show's over for today, unless you text in.
Text in your DPs.
No.
5105. Okay, so whatever it is about your concert going.
Yes.
We don't have time to get to it right now. We'll find out whatever Aaron wants to tell us if we can stop interrupting.
I'm never going to get through all these texts. Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can I talk about...
I guess. I interrupt too much, I think, is the problem. Because we're getting...
Tangents are good. Sorry, I was at the dentist this morning and I'm still a little numb.
Still?
Yeah. Well, because I told him, because being a ginger, it's so true that anesthesia wears off faster. You need more. And so I told him, like, yes, it wears off.
That's a real thing. I think you've said that before. And like, I forget it every time you tell me that. Mm-hmm. So do painkillers do the same thing?
That I don't know.
So like when you got your wisdom teeth out, you woke up in the middle.
I was awake from, I was awake for mine.
But you've woken up in a surgery or something.
Yeah.
That's
So just based on your hair color?
Red hair is actually a gene mutation. So it's in the same.
Oh. So do they know that, or do you remind them?
Most doctors know it, but I will still remind them.
I would remind them.
Yeah.
So they just had to get nuts on you. So I wonder if that's what's wrong with me. Because I definitely am like a calico cat.
Yeah.
And they can't get me numb enough.
Maybe.
Like for bottom teeth, they have to shoot one into my neck.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then the last time he didn't have the kind that goes into your neck. So then they were like, well, he's like, I'll have to order it and you'll have to come back later. And I'm like, can we just get through it? So they gave me squeeze balls and one of the hygienists just came and basically held my arm down so I didn't beat him in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Because it's just like, they were doing like a crown or something and they were like super close to the nerve. And I'm just like, son of a, like, you know that, like it goes like, wing. It's
it just
feels weird and it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, sorry. Tangents. Back to you. We were trying to find out why.
Yeah. So I was at a concert and the audience, it was at Fiddler's, so it was a pretty big audience and like pretty vastly different in demographic.
Okay.
And there happened to be a group of teenage girls, and I'm assuming they were teenage because not one of them had a single alcoholic drink.
Okay. Could have just been a support group.
No, they looked young and they had a digital camera, which is super trendy now.
What?
It's back. I kind of like it.
I like that too.
Yeah. I want to get one.
You guys try so hard to be different for stupid things. Then why don't you get a rotary phone in your house, a-hole? That's
no one uses a house phone. Otherwise, I would.
No one uses a camera because what's in your iPhone is way better than a cyber shot.
But it takes up a lot of storage.
Yeah. It's like a flashback. I remember like having I remember my parents got me a digital camera when our marching band went to Disney World on our marching band trip. They're like, this will be great. You can take a bunch of pictures. And I was not used to cameras at all. And I just took pictures of all the animals that when we went on the safari thing at Disney World. So I was just like, here's a kangaroo. Here's this. And they're like, no, we
went like pictures of your friends.
You and your friends, you know? I was like, yeah.
But it was before selfies. You never held your
right.
Kid.
No,
you never
I'm
held
like,
that
I,
out.
This is what, this was the interesting thing that happened was like, I saw a zebra. Here's the picture. And they're still mad.
I have a drawer.
I'm mad too. Now that I'm older, like, what was I thinking? Who cares?
Yeah, those are stupid pictures. You can delete them. I have a drawer full of old cameras if you want them.
Oh my gosh, actually?
Yeah.
I would love that.
No, I don't want to.
Can I come over?
No.
Is this an invite?
No, you can't. No.
I will be over later tonight.
It is not an invitation, weirdo, who goes to concerts and leaves early. So, okay, what's your point about your teenage girls?
Well, so they were taking so many pictures and having a blast, and I was so happy for them. But this older couple in front of me was just making fun of them. And the dad actually got up because they were kind of in the aisle. And the dad actually got up. They were taking a picture with the stage behind them. And he like took a picture of them taking a picture. And one of my biggest regrets is not standing in front of him to block his photo. Like, he was just
Why?
A grade A1 D-bag.
Like, I'm not happy about the digital cameras, but if you want to go there, I'm not going to.
They were
like,
having fun. They were not disrupting anyone.
Yeah, no, then let's find that dude.
I want to. They like, were so annoying and just angry.
How old are we talking about? Okay. You're afraid to say.
Mid-50s.
Ah! Did he take his picture with an iPad?
It was a sketch artist.
Okay. Nobody did. The wife had her phone sideways, which is another boomer thing.
I do that all the time. Mm.
That flipped, quite literally, no pun intended. But that, for a while, it was like, you got to turn it sideways to get landscape. And then it changed, I think, with TikTok. And then it's like, no.
I think that's stupid. Because there's certain things. First off, if I'm shooting a movie, look, turn around behind you. Turn around behind you. What's behind you?
I'm not
a
looking.
A TV?
I'm not turning
it's
around.
It's a 16:9 ratio. It's longer width than it is height. So when I'm shooting video, I turn my phone.
What movie Stop. Are you filming?
What festival is he getting into?
You guys, you just do. And then sometimes, like if I'm taking a picture of my TV, mm-hmm. like it's like, hey, I'm currently watching The Sound of Music. I have a friend who's way into Sound of Music. And I'm like, I'm watching Sound of Music. They would probably want to know that. So I take a picture this way and the whole TV's not in it. So I'm like,
No one wants to know that you're watching The Sound of Music.
They do.
But the other thing, so after the concert, I let the older couple just like, I try not to let them get under my skin. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gas station right next door afterwards, obviously.
Yes.
And it happened to be a Quick Trip. So it was my first time in a Quick Trip. I walk in, okay. I turn to the right, and there's like 12 slushy machines. And I was like, TF is right. I'm in heaven.
Yeah. The story has a happy ending. Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story where if you feel like somebody stole something from you, it's a good idea to go get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you think the police stole it from you, then you should probably just let it go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
This ends bad.
Okay. I have a story that'll teach us all that I guess bald eagles, we've got more in common with them than we might have thought.
What? Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Missouri.
I can't wait to hear how much we have in common with bald eagles.
Yeah, so the Department of Conservation down there in Missouri, they got a call.
Did you say Missouri?
Missouri.
Are you, you're adopting the accent, ain't you?
Yeah.
He did the first time, too.
Yeah, he
Missouri.
Did? Yeah. I thought he said Missouri.
No.
I'll be darned. All right.
Yeah, so,
Missouri.
Yeah, the Department of Conservation, they got a call that there was an injured bald eagle. So that's obviously that's a big deal. We want to help the eagle. So they went over and they protect. It's a protected bird, as we all know. But they found out that the bird wasn't actually hurt.
Okay.
He was just full.
What?
He was, quote unquote, too fat to fly.
Oh, my God.
This bald eagle.
True American.
What? It is our national bird, Aaron.
I'm telling you right now,
Coors Lights. And he took part in a competitive eating competition.
Well, they did did some x-rays, and they found that he had eaten too much roadkill. The eagle's stomach had what appeared to be a large raccoon in it.
Shut
up! He was just full, and he's just like, I'm just taking a nap here, fellas. I can fly.
He was just...
I just don't want to show you right now. All right, give me a couple minutes.
That's a lot of sloshing.
Yeah. Oh,
they were suspicious because the eagle had his pants were unbuttoned a couple of the top.
He's there with one wing down in there.
Yeah. Why is that a thing?
It's just like, so comfortable when you're
really?
Full. Just have it's not
I've
on your junk. It's just kind of
it's the V.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's a V on some people. For me, it's more of a Q or a.
I don't know what else to call it.
One of the letters. I know what it looks like on the boys. Yes, it's not a V on either T after myself.
like, hey, bring me into this.
So it's a fat bird is what you're saying.
It was, yep.
Okay. I don't remember what story I'm doing. Oh, no. My story's out of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvanian accent, anyone?
I don't know what they are.
All right. Hello! It is our default position. Hello! A dude who felt like his drugs had been stolen decided to break into an SUV and steal it and drive to the police station to get his drugs back. Apparently, he had been arrested and they had confiscated his drugs.
Sure.
And he decided, well, that's not fair. So I'm now going to commit a second crime.
I'm going to steal this car.
Yes.
To retrieve my stolen drugs.
Correct. Turns out the police don't think that's as funny as we do.
Oh, okay.
When he got to the police station, the cops were waiting there. And you know what they said? Hello.
It's so aggressive.
He's a gem.
Okay.
That's all. I don't really have anything else to say. I just want to think about a fat eagle
Eagles,
for a minute.
Eagles just like us.
The eagle has not landed.
He's only landed.
Well, he hasn't taken off.
We should have ended this like a few minutes ago.
We're still on?
Those were all the stupid people and fat birds we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.